This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
They'll be making the judgment whether he has the temperament, whether he has the gravitas, whether he has the ability to be in the Oval Office and make those decisions.
There you go. Dan Quayle, a blast from the past. VP talking about Donald Trump, the world starting to, of Republicanism, trying to react when they're asked about Trump and whether he's qualified to be president or not. The deal is today, two-hour meeting with Paul Ryan, the Speaker of the House, Reince Priebus, who's running the Republican Party, said it went very, very well because now that Trump is the guy and the VP list is being readied, it's all about that convention and the opponent, who is not another Republican, but instead Hillary Clinton, barring some massive change, which I don't foresee. So it was interesting to hear Dan Quayle talking about Trump. Who's coming forward, who's endorsing, and who's attacking. It's kind of three different categories. Who's attacking continues to be Mitt Romney, like the other day with the whole tax thing. There are a lot of key Republicans telling Mitt Romney to put a sock in it because he had his shot at president. And certainly the Republicans don't want anybody with a microphone or a megaphone to shoot down Trump to create distractions instead of the focus on trying to get elected and getting people to really rally around him even deeper than just these primaries, of course, in these caucuses, and to zero in on Hillary Clinton. What are the weak spots? And what is it that the Republicans need to do to make this their year? Lindsey Graham even tried to make nice, talk to Trump on defense policy for 15 to 20 minutes, because remember, Graham definitely was not a big Trump fan. Paul Ryan's meeting, I think I mentioned this, was a two-hour meeting. That's pretty long. What can you do in 2 hours? A lot. So they must have found, if not common ground, they certainly found a lot to talk about, because that is a very, very long meeting. The undecideds are also hanging around, like Congressman Steve King, who says Trump hasn't really assured me that much that he's a conservative. He doesn't feel like a conservative. Ben Carson is heading up the outreach to former Trump rivals. So he's trying to build that bridge to make it happen for Donald Trump, realizing, as the other Republicans, if you don't do that, it can only hurt, not help, anybody that sits on their hands and is asked again and again how they feel about Donald Trump. It only hurts Trump's push to occupy 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. Remember, Carson wrapped up his push to be president way back in March, and he said, I've experienced Trump's insults firsthand, but I also know the importance of getting a conservative on the Supreme Court, bringing jobs back to the country, and getting the country's financial mess in order. He says it was a tough primary, but I think that some of his former rivals and those he fought with the most will be open to giving him another look once they see the outreach he's done on Capitol Hill and realize that Hillary Clinton is the only alternative, which that's true. Hillary Clinton or Trump, that's it. That's it. 15 people Carson reached out to. You want to know what the list was? Can you imagine these calls? How fun would it be to be getting these calls? Okay, former Florida Governor Jeb Bush. He's saying he won't endorse Trump. Texas Senator Ted Cruz blasted Trump as a bully. Florida Senator Marco Rubio. He's declined to give a formal endorsement. That's at least a few on that list. And I'm sure there are many others. Like I said, there was 15 different people that Carson reached out to try to get them on board, to try to get them to see the light, that if you do not do this, then we're going to get a Democrat. Let's go to Grimm, who's listening to us in the great state of Mississippi. Hey, Grimm, how are you?
Glad I got back to you. You remember the movie Inglourious Poop?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Instead
Brad Pitt.
Instead of carving a swastika, what I'd like to do is carve a big L on some of these Republicans' foreheads. You know, that's kind of why Cruz got out, is because, you know, he was damaging himself to where he may not get reelected. Of course, Rubio pretty much did himself in. But, I mean, you know, can't you see? They got to start getting along, Kate.
They do. That's it. If they don't, then that just sinks their fortunes.
Well, it just sinks the country.
Yeah.
What they need to do, and I'm here to tell them, is you don't have to endorse him. You don't have to do anything. You just got to start getting behind him. And then you got to watch him like a watchdog, supportively. That's what I want them to do, is do their job. You know, if he's, you know, if he's,
listening. If he what? If he doesn't get elected?
If he doesn't, you know, do what's good for the country and the working man, which is what needed to be done, not the rich and, you know, you understand, not the lobbyists and all that, then that's where they need to reel him in. But that's enough said about that, Kate. I mean, really, I still haven't gotten done with my theme part, and I still haven't mentioned the Muhammad part that Dan Perkins mentioned, but... I want to bring up a movie that you could watch again, because I know it's movie night.
Yeah, let's hear it.
Well, this is about a 30-year-old movie with Marlon Brando and George C. Scott. You may have seen it, but it's worth watching again, because watch the very end what George C. Scott has to say. And realize this, we're all nothing but customers, just like we're all sheep. But the name of the movie is called The Formula.
The Formula? I never saw The Formula.
It's an espionage conspiracy-type movie.
Ooh.
That basically deals with the oil companies.
Oh, I got to see that. That sounds good. The Formula. And Marlon Brando's in it?
Yes, ma'am.
Wow. That's a good recommend.
The two major Americans are I just told you, Marlon Brando and George C. Scott.
Okay.
And the antagonist is Marlon Brando, and the protagonist is George C. Scott. But it's got a lot of great foreign actors, because it's mostly based off of, well, I don't want to let too much out.
Okay, that's good, though. You say it's good. You give it a 10.
Just listen to the very end of the movie speech. And, you know, see how well a 40-year-old movie plays into today's politics.
Wow. A 40-year-old movie. I'm going to do that over the weekend. I'm going to get back to you. So that's my movie that I'm going to watch, Grimm, thanks, instead of a few of those that we talked about in our last hour, because none of them sounded like you'd want to pay $10 to go and see. No offense, because I like George Clooney, but, I think I'd rather see that streaming The Formula. Stay with us.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Purchase a ProPure system during the Crazy May sale and get a free ProMax shower filter or water filter pitcher. Remove up to 200 contaminants with the Pro1G 2.0 truly cleanable, reusable filter. We don't stretch our claims. We just deliver performance. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
What's happened with Prince and prescription drug abuse, really, addiction, is overwhelming in this country. And I think it's just shining a light on that. And there's still more to come as far as Prince is concerned. Joining us now is John Diamond. He is with, I just talked about Diamonds. He is with Origins Recovery Centers. And it is one of the leading addiction treatment providers in this country. So, John, thanks so much for joining us on the show. We appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
When you started to hear the reports about Prince, and then Percocet was mentioned, did you know, I think I see where we're going with this because you've seen it before?
Well, I mean, the reality is that it's going to happen. You know, about 1,000 people are going to go into hospitals today for overdoses of opiates in the United States. I mean, so it's in the media because, you know, when we have a star like Prince and someone like him, but the reality is that it is happening in enormous numbers. You're more likely in 2000 today, you're more likely to die from a drug overdose than from an automobile accident in the United States. So it is so widespread that absolutely, you can kind of feel where these are going.
So do you see that at your center? Do you see that people can't get off painkillers or they're abusing them? Has that skyrocketed?
Enormously, especially over the past 10, 15 years. In fact, according to the National Institutes of Health, this is one that really blew me away. New heroin addicts. As you know, people who become addicted to heroin within the past 10 or 12 years, 80% of them started off with an addiction to a prescription drug. So
Whoa.
the flooding of prescription drugs into, you know, our nation is we're just seeing an epidemic of addiction, and these are absolutely killing people.
Yeah, and we're talking about all across the board, right? Every single class. I mean, from the wealthy on down.
Absolutely. I mean, there is one thing about addiction is a disease, and it does not, no disease discriminates. So if a person introduces drugs into their system and they have, and not every single person becomes addicted, but those who do, your brain doesn't care if you're wealthy, educated, uneducated. Mm-hmm. It also doesn't care where you got the drugs, whether you got them from a doctor or a dealer. Addiction is addiction, and it doesn't discriminate.
So what's the process? How do you get away from this addiction? How do you detox? What are some of the things that you do at your center? That's got to be tough.
It is tough, and the key is that it takes time. You know, people want, we're a nation that wants a quick fix for anything. Mm. But one of the first things is, I mean, I think there's three things that are really important right now. You know, right now there's a move to have a drug available, you know, without prescription. It's called Narcan or Naloxone. That's like almost like an EpiPen. So if someone is found and they're dying of an overdose, you can give that to them, and it'll stop the overdose, and it'll save their life. So that's a really good thing. The problem is that if that's all you do, you're going to go, that person's going to go right back to the drugs. So they need to be alive. The second thing is, so they need treatment. And treatment, what it does is it says, we're not just going to take the drug away from you, but we're going to actually help you develop a way of life so that you have the skills you need and the connection you need to live drug-free. Treatment gives people in a structured environment where they can't have access to the drugs and where they can struggle for those first 1 to 3 months where their brain really needs to begin healing. But it can't stop there. And one of the things that are, you know, I work for Origins, and we talk about it being such a great place. I think one of the reasons is that one of our founders, Ben Levinson, was looking at this problem and saying, you know, even people who go to treatment have the levels of people who are able to stay clean and sober are really low. And so what he developed is a partnership with a company called MAP, and what they do is they actually provide ongoing aftercare. You've got ability to contact somebody 24 hours a day for support and help for over a year after treatment. Because the reality is that especially with opiate addiction, the organ that's involved in the disease is the brain. And the brain does not fully heal until 12 to 18 months. So the answer is you got to be alive. B, you got to get in and have structured treatment that eventually steps down so that you're entering life. But you have to have ongoing structured support, for that first year to year and a half. And that's where people get into trouble. And then along with that, of course, is 12-step. You know, people have different opinions about 12 steps and the success and such. But if people actively engage 12-step recovery, and they generally have to have that support to do that, recovery is 100% possible. But it's just not easy, and it takes time.
We're speaking
with all those components.
Yeah, absolutely. That was great. We're speaking with John Dibben. He's with the Origins Recovery Centers, and we're talking about addiction to painkillers, really, and Prince. And do you think Prince, his death kind of is a little bit of a hello, wake up for a lot of people?
I think it is a, you know, and it's a devastating thing. The man was a brilliant artist.
Oh, yeah.
And it's so sad to see happen. But I think right now we're coming to, we have been ignoring this problem as a nation for a long, long, long time. And I think there are a lot of things that are happening right now where our politicians and the media are really starting to, you know, even before Prince died, starting to see the enormity of this epidemic and starting to pay some attention to it. So I think Prince's death certainly is another thing that's kind of waking people up. And it's sad. It's sad that we have to, you know, have all these many losses for this to become a top issue. This is the number one cause of accidental death in the United States today.
Wow, crazy. For you, it has to be rewarding to see people do exactly what you just said, the three things that you gave us, if they go through that process and come out on the other side. You've seen that. What is that like for you from the other side of it to see someone come through?
It is indescribable because it is, you know, when patients come in the door, their lives are devastated, but not just their lives, their families' lives, the lives of anyone who loves them, it has been devastated. And so when they become recovered, when they get in and get well and they go through this, it doesn't just do that. It doesn't just do that for them. It fathers return to their children and parents return to their kids and kids, parents get their kids back and families come back together. It's miraculous. One of my favorite things is to see alumni come back and to meet their families and to hear people say, you know, I and I'm thinking about fathers right now because I only, very recently, you know, I had a teenager say, I got my dad back. So, you know, when I was several years ago, my daughter was in third grade and she would always talk about this boy that she was friends with. And eventually she came and said, hey, guess what? I was talking to him and his dad has a problem like the people that you help, and his dad got help and got better. Well, it turned out that this kid that I didn't know that my daughter was always talking to in third grade was actually the son of a man who'd been my patient. And it struck me so hard because I realized that man getting sober and getting healthy directly impacted my daughter because this is her friend. Her friend now grows up in a home where he has a father and where they are, you know, there is sobriety and there is health and there's celebration of life as opposed to growing up in a home where there is just brokenness and devastation. So when one person gets well, it doesn't just change their lives. It changes the lives of everyone they love and even people that they don't know.
Wow, how crazy is that? That's an amazing story. John Diamond, thanks so much for joining us on the show. Just a terrific segment. I hope a lot of people are paying attention, and this reaches a lot of people. And if you need help, certainly reach out and grab that help. Thanks, John.
Thank you so much.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today. Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
How many times I have listened to Love Will Keep Us Together and a myriad of other songs by this next lady who is our special guest today. So thrilled she's in our virtual green room. We promised we would not play that song over and over again so she wouldn't have to hear her own work. But Toni Tenniel is with us, and she's written a memoir, and it is fascinating. I have to tell you, Toni, first of all, thanks for coming on the show.
Well, thanks for having me on, Kate. I really appreciate it.
And I have to tell you, I had a quick little getaway where I was at the Venetian pool in Las Vegas, and I was reading your book. I was absorbing it, and I put it down for a second to go off and rinse off, and someone took the book, so I had to buy another copy. So I'm responsible for two copies. Yes.
Well, oh, my gosh. Well, I'm glad you got another copy. I don't know what to say about that.
Except for I think they wanted to read your book. I think that they saw it, and they were so excited. They thought, well, she's probably done with that. I'll swipe it. So, you got to love that.
Dear.
Absolutely.
It's a book.
Yeah, exactly. So let's talk about your beginnings in music. How did you know you had that talent? When did that all start for you as a kid?
Well, my father was a singer, and my mother had musical talent. I just popped out singing, and, you know, there are four Tenniel sisters. I'm the oldest of the four, and every one of us sing. They all have lovely voices. It just was part of our musical life back as far as I can remember.
So you start off, you have your sisters, and you got a lot of great pictures of your sisters and your family in the book, too, by the way, I'll tell everyone. But you start to do that. Did you just know that your career would explode the way it did?
No, never. As I grew up and started singing in Montgomery, Alabama, where I was born and raised, people would say, oh, you have such a great voice. That was kind of a big fish in a little pond. I had no illusions. I just sang because I loved it. And I remember one of the first songs I ever sang for people when I was in junior high school was a silly song called Abba Dabba Honeymoon, followed by Julie London's Cry Me a River. So you can imagine me singing that torch song at age 15. But people liked it, so, you know, what can I say? You know, I never thought I would have what would have happened that happened to me with Daryl, ever.
Yeah. So you meet Daryl Dragon, who's the captain, becomes your husband, all of that. Mm-hmm. Tell us about the beginnings of that relationship.
Well, Daryl and I met mainly because of a musical I had written with one of the directors at South Coast Repertory Theater in Southern California. It was an ecology-themed musical called Mother Earth. And it's a long story, but I'm just going to say it ended up as a professional production, and we opened it in San Francisco in 1971. And Daryl, we needed a new keyboard player because our regular keyboard player couldn't go to Los Angeles with the show. So Daryl flew up to audition for me, which is kind of funny. but I actually hired him to play keyboards for me. And then later on, he was a Beach Boy for a long time. And he and I started working together in clubs and then also as a Beach Boy piano player. That was me. I was a beach girl, but they let me in anyway.
I bet that was fun. You probably have a lot of stories from those days.
I have some wonderful stories, and it really was fun, and it was very, very eye-opening to me because, you know, I was this kind of sheltered girl from Alabama, and I had never even been to a rock concert, much less been on stage playing in one. And I learned many, many lessons from my time with the Beach Boys. One was the responsibilities of a headliner, the business of music, you know, how much it costs to do this, that, and the other just to carry a touring band around, and dealing with groupies. Well, I don't have groupies, but they sure did, but fans and things. And it was a real eye-opener and very much an education for me when Daryl and I began to have our own success.
Then you start, you tour, you do all of that, and you elope. And you elope in a tiny mining town, Virginia City, Nevada, which I've actually been through there. If you blink, you're done. You're out of there. Did that surprise a lot of people? Did it surprise your family or no?
Well, you know, Daryl and I have been living together since 1972, and we were not married when we had our first hit. And I know it disturbed my mother, my Southern conservative mother, who would say to me all the time, Tony, when are you and Daryl going to get married? You just shouldn't be living together without being married. Well, I wanted to, but Daryl had really, he was very hard to read. He had not made any indications of loving me, you know. We had a relationship, but you read the book, so you know what it was like. So I think A&M, when Love Will Keeps Together hit the charts, our record company was very concerned that people would find out that we weren't married, although people thought we were. So they put out a press release saying that we were married on Valentine's Day, which was not. We weren't married, and we would never have chosen that day anyway. But we started getting letters from fans who would say, oh, you were married on Valentine's Day. That's so cute. And that's how we found out about it. So then, to top it off, this is so romantic, you're not going to believe this. Our accountant said, you know, Tony, if you and Daryl were married, he said that to both of us, you could pay a lot less taxes. So we flew up to Northern Nevada, drove to Little Virginia City, and got married kind of under the radar in the Silver Queen Saloon Wedding Chapel up there.
Wow. Unbelievable.
So that was our romantic wedding.
And you were together for a very long time, and people were shocked when you broke up, and you're very forthright about it. In the book, you talk about it, but people didn't really know what was going on in that relationship, right?
No, they didn't. And, you know, I have to say that I can never blame Daryl for any of this because he just is who he is. And He was raised in a very, very complicated and difficult family. His father was very much the dictatorial famous person. He was an Academy Award-winning film scorer. He was a symphony conductor. He recorded 25 albums for Capitol Records, and he was the epitome of the maestro. Mm. Handsome, lots of charisma, and he had lots and lots of fans, but he was very hard on his kids. They had three boys and two girls, and he was especially hard on the boys. He was very critical of them. There was some abuse going on, which I don't want to go into because there's still family members alive who think that Carmen hung the moon. But, and also Daryl's mother had a breakdown when she was in her 30s and suffered from clinical depression the rest of her long life. So he never learned love. He never was nurtured by anybody in his family. Never had that experience at all. And he kind of grew into himself. And, of course, I had the complete opposite upbringing with lots of love, lots of support, and, you know, lots of good relationship. So I thought, okay, I can fix this guy. You know, I can go into this relationship and I can show him, teach him how to love, how to let some joy into his life. And I kept thinking what, how wonderful it would be for him and for me, of course, if I could do this. So that's how I started the relationship. And I'm stubborn. I'm a Taurus. I'll stick with something for a long time. And I worked on it for years and years and years and years and years before I finally realized it was never going to happen. I broke the cardinal rule. The rule is, you will never change a man. He's going to be what he's going to be, and you can't change him.
Boy, that is so true. I hope a lot of people are listening to that, because I know there are a lot of women that try to do the same thing.
Well, and I thought I could. I mean, I really, truly thought I could, and I just couldn't.
Yeah. The song that I mentioned at the top, of course, Love Will Keep Us Together. How many, I mean, you'd probably be a billionaire every time somebody comes up to you and sings like a little ditty from that. Does that happen to you still? I bet it does.
Oh, yeah, it does. It does. And it always puts me in a very happy place when I hear that happen. I remember on one of the airlines many years ago, I guess it was during the 80s when I was singing with symphonies and big bands, and one of the flight attendants came up to me and she said, "Miss Tennille, would you come back to the galley? We want to show you something." And I thought, well, okay. So I went back there, and there it was one of those large jumbo-type jets, and there were like four or five flight attendants. And they lined up in a row, and they started singing Love Will Keep Us Together, complete with choreography, which I just thought was wonderful. I mean, you know, you got to love stuff like that.
Yeah, absolutely, of course. Of all the places that you got to go and people mm-hmm. that you got to meet, I mean, I know this is a tough question. What's your favorite moment? Do you have one?
Oh, my gosh, there were so many. My favorite musical moment, I might
yeah.
say,
mm-hmm.
was singing a duet of Torch songs with the great Ella Fitzgerald.
Oh.
That was, to me, and you can find it on YouTube. It's there. You just put in Tony Tennille, Ella Fitzgerald, and it'll come up. She was a guest on our special we called the Songbook Special in 1980, and I invited her to be my special guest, and I just was overjoyed when she accepted. And what I found out about her, Kate, as we worked together, was what a humble, lovely woman she is, or was. She's gone now, I'm sad to say. I remember when we did our, it was a 10-minute Torch song medley that we did together, and it was complicated. We did our first rehearsal together, and, you know, I was just going, oh, this is a dream, this is a dream. And when we finished the rehearsal, she said to me, "Now, was that all right?" She's asking me if that was all right. I went, oh, my God, are you kidding? And, of course, when we did it, it was just, to me, absolute perfection. And it was like I was standing outside myself watching me sing with Ella Fitzgerald and remembering when I was a little kid singing into my hairbrush and pretending I was her.
You love
know,
that story.
So that has got to be, to me, the greatest joy of my musical life.
Absolutely. Tony Tennille, what a pleasure to have you on the show. Pick up her book. You can get it at Amazon.com and wherever books are sold. What a pleasure to have you, as I said, on the show. We could talk to you for hours. Thanks so much.
And also, I want to mention, Kate, that I did narrate the audiobook, and it's out there on Audible Audio. If you want to listen to me tell it to you, you
awesome.
Can go there.
I love it. Thanks, Tony.
Thanks, Kate.
I've been saving myself. for you, just you, no one but you. I've staked my heart in your name.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a Select Quote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
A girl's best friend. You remember that old song, Carol Channing? I think was the first one to do it. But regardless, I know you've heard the song. I don't care if you're 15 or if you're 80. So I like diamonds. I know some of you certainly have been shopping for diamonds, some of you guys that listen to this show. But how about pure grown diamonds? Have you heard about pure grown diamonds? And what does that mean? I think there's a confusion about what it means. And what's interesting is diamond production is going through the roof. They're talking about where it will actually scale up to. So it's perfect to have TJ Walker on with us. He's a spokesperson for Pure Grown Diamonds. And TJ, I guess that's the first question. If I say that to someone, they're like, oh, so that means pure grown, you must grow them in a lab. Am I right? How does that work?
Yes, they're grown in a laboratory. You start with a diamond seed, which is made of pure carbon. Mm. It's put in a greenhouse. It grows for 9 to 12 weeks, and then you cut the diamond, you polish it, you mount it, and it can get on your finger or your ear. It takes about 9 months from concept until you're wearing it. Here's the thing that I didn't even realize until I started working with the company. These are genuine diamonds. These are type 2A diamonds. Only 2% of all diamonds have that classification. So they're incredibly beautiful.
Yeah, you know, and when you, as what you just described, that process, what is the difference between a natural process, because that's going to be an obvious question, versus what you just described with the lab-grown process?
Well, there are a couple of big differences, but think of it this way. If someone gives you a beautiful lily or a beautiful rose, do you know if it was made in a greenhouse or in someone's backyard? Mm-hmm. They're both roses and lilies, and they can both be beautiful. So at some level, a diamond is a diamond. Now, there are some important differences. Number one, these are eco-grown, because the problem with mined diamonds, according to Frost and Sullivan, an international consulting firm, is there's 7 times the damage to the environment in a mined diamond. Think of mines and digging all the dirt, water, and air pollution. The other big issue, frankly, is all the social issues. Lab-grown diamonds are socially sustainable. A mined diamond, don't listen to me, listen to someone like Amnesty International. They've disclosed how so much of mined diamonds goes to fund civil wars, tyrants, child labor. Places like the Philippines, you have 11-year-olds forced to dive 60 feet deep with just a tube in their mouth, and kids die from this.
It's awful. It's awful. And I think a lot of people saw, you know, if you saw the movie, what was it called, Blood Diamonds, that whole story. I mean, I know it's a movie, but it brought out a lot of what you're talking about, where some people weren't realizing what was going on with the mined diamonds.
Yeah, and that's why a lot of people are asking themselves, especially millennials, if you're trying to, you know, put a spotlight on a major event in your life, starting a life, a marriage with someone, for example, why not do that with something that symbolizes love and peacefulness and something good for the environment, instead of something that involves destruction to the environment and destruction to people? The third big difference between mined diamonds and lab-grown diamonds is lab-grown diamonds are typically 30% less expensive, 30 to even 40%. So if you're getting a typical sort of 1-carat engagement ring, a mined diamond might be $5,000. A lab-grown diamond is going to be more like $3,000. That's a couple thousand dollars more for a honeymoon or a down payment for a house or a car or any other big expense.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And that's a big difference, because you think of the markup on mined diamonds. So here's another question some would ask, I would think. You know, my brother used to joke that he'd see some women with huge diamonds, and he said, you know, you could cut someone's cheek with that. But how durable are the lab-grown diamonds compared to the mined diamonds?
There is literally no difference, because, again, they're both genuine diamonds. It's 99.95% pure carbon. It's 99.9% devoid of nitrogen. If you take it to a jeweler or a gemologist and they look at it underneath one of those glass things, they cannot tell the difference. Again, think of it as someone brings you beautiful roses or beautiful lilies. Can you tell if it was grown in a greenhouse versus someone's backyard? Probably not.
Yeah, probably not. It's interesting, too, because I was sent some statistics on this, and there was a study, as you know, that was done by the PhD Chamber of Commerce and Industry, and they talk about, in this, the production of lab-grown diamonds, and they say it's going to scale up to 20 million carats by 2030. You mentioned millennials. Is that part of the reason why?
Yes. Increasingly these days, millennials really don't want to be associated with something that's wildly destructive to the environment the way mined diamonds are. They don't really want their money going directly or indirectly to support tyrants, dictators, and child labor. So that's one of the huge attractions driving the increase in lab-grown diamonds and in pure-grown diamonds. The other factor, frankly, is just there's an increased world demand. People in China and the rest of the world see the United States, and they see old Elizabeth Taylor movies and new movies, too, and people like diamonds. And
yeah,
as more and more of the world enters the middle class, they want the things American middle class people have, which is diamond rings, diamond earrings, etc.
Yeah. With the with the lab grown diamonds, is it still the same thing where I can shop, okay, it's already been grown and I'm just shopping what kind of cut I want, what kind of clarity and color and what you would normally do with diamonds?
Sure. These come in brilliant and emerald cuts, princess cuts. They come in fancy pink, bright yellow, colorless, or white. And the best thing is to just go to a local jeweler you know and respect, and they, if they don't have pure-grown diamonds, they can get them for you. If you want to make sure before you start driving around town, you can always go to puregrowndiamonds.com and type in your address, and the website will tell you the closest jeweler to where you live that carries lab-grown and pure-grown diamonds.
Yeah, fascinating stuff. Have you ever, I think it'd be cool to see it go from to be in that lab, frankly, and to see it go from when it's being grown to the end product. I mean, that would be neat to watch that process. Have you seen the process?
I haven't, but again, we're talking about, the whole process is about 9 months long.
Yeah.
The
yeah.
process in the greenhouse is 9 to 12 weeks. So
wow.
The process is interesting. As far as looking at any one second, it is a slow process.
Yeah, slow process, but it has to be really cool to see that. All right, we're going to get the show somewhere where we can get near watching the diamonds grow. I think that would be a whole lot of fun. Do you have a favorite cut of diamond? Princess cut, right?
I have purchased princess cut and brilliant cut myself.
I know, it's so complicated. All right, a lot of fun. TJ, thanks so much, TJ Walker.
Thank
we appreciate
you.
It. Wow, interesting talking to TJ about it. I know, I'm fascinated by this whole process. You heard me mention to him how I'd love to see the process from the very beginning. I mean, in my head, it's like planting carrots, it's like planting something in this lab, watching it grow, and then, as he said, the whole greenhouse part. I think the significance here is the key things he said. Younger people want nothing to do with the mined diamonds, and that means a lot of what Amnesty International did, that movie Blood Diamond, the awareness of what was happening really is starting to hit home with some people. And you talk about the demand for diamonds by 2030 to be 221 million carats. That's pretty big, and how much of that is we're talking about that's going to be grown is so interesting. And I think that this will just continue to ratchet up. I mean, I think it's just going to get bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger by comparison. And again, especially when you talk about the whole mine diamonds thing versus that very cool, very 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 cool thing of lab-grown diamonds that are exactly the same. So there's no difference whatsoever between the two. All right, stay with us. Much more coming your way on the flip side.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.